You'll hear a woman called Jane Brooks talking about her work on various marine conservation projects. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Hello, my name's Jane Brooks, and I'm going to tell you about my work as both a volunteer and an employee on various marine conservation projects all over the world. After university, I was interested in doing some volunteer conservation work, and a friend of mine recommended a useful website. When I looked, I found myself torn between two projects: volunteering on rainforest protection in Belize or marine conservation in Thailand. I'd never done any diving before, but I've always been fascinated by the ocean, so I decided that the Thai project was the one for me. I started out there as an ordinary volunteer, and 2 years later I became volunteer coordinator. Then I moved here to Cambodia for a paid job helping volunteers. My title is training manager, and I can honestly say I've never looked back. Learning to dive ignited a passion for it. So after getting my intermediate diving certificate, I continued my dive education in Thailand right after finishing on the project there. I decided to stay on in the country, and after diving there daily for nearly half a year, I obtained my instructor license, which was a very proud moment. When I first arrived here in Cambodia, I was expecting something very similar to Thailand. Boy, was I wrong. Unlike Thailand, where I was located in a busy harbour and everything was based on tourism, here I'm living in the heart of a fishing village, but it's really peaceful and there's almost no foreigners. It's like another planet. Everything takes time here, and if I need something special, I can't just go out the door and get it. There's a much more intimate feel to things, and I've become a real part of the community. The locals have accepted me as a familiar face, and it's wonderful that I don't feel like an outsider. After starting or continuing their dive education with me, volunteers will study local marine life and its identification and assessment, and after some training, they start conducting environmental surveys. Another thing they do is cleaning up coral reefs, getting rid of the rubbish like empty cans and stuff. And it breaks my heart to see all the plastic bottles floating around. It's so unnecessary. This is something we all have to address. The project is still young. The ultimate goal is to make the archipelago into a marine reserve, but there's a lot to do before that happens. Our next step is to help local people establish a recycling system for waste. Every day is different, but my favourite part is when you're teaching someone to dive and you see fear turn into confidence. Seeing smiling faces returning to the surface after that initial dive gives me a real sense of pride. If you're interested in the environment and looking for an adventure, then sign up. We're here waiting to welcome you.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
Hello, my name's Jane Brooks, and I'm going to tell you about my work as both a volunteer and an employee on various marine conservation projects all over the world. After university, I was interested in doing some volunteer conservation work, and a friend of mine recommended a useful website. When I looked, I found myself torn between two projects: volunteering on rainforest protection in Belize or marine conservation in Thailand. I'd never done any diving before, but I've always been fascinated by the ocean, so I decided that the Thai project was the one for me. I started out there as an ordinary volunteer, and 2 years later, I became volunteer coordinator. Then I moved here to Cambodia for a paid job helping volunteers. My title is Training Manager, and I can honestly say I've never looked back. Learning to dive ignited a passion for it. So after getting my intermediate diving certificate, I continued my dive education in Thailand right after finishing on the project there. I decided to stay on in the country, and after diving there daily for nearly half a year, I obtained my instructor license, which was a very proud moment. When I first arrived here in Cambodia, I was expecting something very similar to Thailand. Boy, was I wrong. Unlike Thailand, where I was located in a busy harbour and everything was based on tourism, here I'm living in the heart of a fishing village, but it's really peaceful and there's almost no foreigners. It's like another planet. Everything takes time here, and if I need something special, I can't just go out the door and get it. There's a much more intimate feel to things, and I've become a real part of the community. The locals have accepted me as a familiar face, and it's wonderful that I don't feel like an outsider. After starting or continuing their dive education with me, volunteers will study local marine life and its identification and assessment, and after some training, they start conducting environmental surveys. Another thing they do is cleaning up coral reefs, getting rid of the rubbish like empty cans and stuff. And it breaks my heart to see all the plastic bottles floating around. It's so unnecessary. This is something we all have to address. The project is still young. The ultimate goal is to make the archipelago into a marine reserve, but there's a lot to do before that happens. Our next step is to help local people establish a recycling system for waste. Every day is different, but my favourite part is when you're teaching someone to dive and you see fear turn into confidence. Seeing smiling faces returning to the surface after that initial dive gives me a real sense of pride. If you're interested in the environment and looking for an adventure, then sign up. We're here waiting to welcome you.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.